Hi, I'm Dave Spadaro. Welcome to the Eagles update on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. The search for the next head coach of this franchise already underway in earnest as Jeffrey Lurie, Howie Roseman, and Don Smolinski in Atlanta scheduling interviews with defensive coordinator Mike Nolan and special teams coordinator Keith Armstrong. And the Eagles have also confirmed that Denver Broncos offensive coordinator Mike McCoy on the list as well. We go to the NFL Network's Brian Baldinger, who talks about Nolan and Armstrong.
When they sit down and talk to Mike Nolan, they're going to be blown away, impressed. I mean, Mike is one of the sharpest guys in the league. He's buttoned down. He knows the game cold. He's coached on both sides of the ball. And he's sharp. He's a sharp, funny, personable guy. And he's going to jump to the top of the list once they talk to him. Well, I think, you're looking at, guys like John Harbaugh that have jumped from special teams all the way through. I mean, he's survived different coaches there in Atlanta. He's had very good special teams over the years, and I think he's a minority candidate that I think should get pushed up because he is very articulate, he is very smart, he knows how to coach, and I think he knows how to lead. And, one thing about being a special teams coach is you got to deal with the entire cross section of the team and motivate those guys every day. And a lot of times these are guys that, aren't the frontline starters or aren't the high-paid guys, but you got to get them playing at the very best. And so sometimes special teams coaches can bring a unique perspective.
SiriusXM's Adam Kaplan likes what he's seen so far from McCoy, who's turned things around in Denver with both quarterback Tim Tebow and this year with Peyton Manning.
Denver Broncos offensive coordinator Mike McCoy is held in high regard around the National Football League, at least in my opinion, for various reasons. Now, chief among this is adaptability to personnel. What I mean by that is this. In 2011, McCoy had to deal with separate game plans, one for Tim Tebow and one for Kyle Orton. That, to me, is very, very difficult to do. And don't forget this. Tim Tebow was the quarterback of the Broncos in 2011 that actually won a playoff game. So, to me, the ability to adapt different game plans by Mike McCoy, I think this is a huge reason why I think he'll be one of the best head coaching candidates this season.
We've got the very latest for you on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Check out our coaching rumor mill every day, as well as our Eagles updates throughout this offseason. I'm Dave Spadaro. Thanks for joining me on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.